D. McClung, Arctor Monologues. Have I got a earful for you? Ha ha! Even my cat agrees. Alright. Hold on. 1 minute. I'll be back. Donald Trump. Oh, I promised. Here it is. Donald Trump has said, I'm not going to quote him exactly, I don't remember the exact words, but I think is very close to this. He said, I'm going to make the U.S. military the biggest, the baddest, the meanest, the most powerful force on earth, so that nobody will fuck with us. No one would even dare fuck with us. Okay, I paraphrased it, but basically that's what he said. If he wasn't on camera, if he was like, you know, sitting in his office by himself, he probably said it about the way I said it. Doesn't matter. The point is, what he said was, us. That's us as in U.S. government. Us. U.S. He's saying he's going to make the military of the United States government so horrible, so terrible, so large and mean and ugly and awesome that nobody, including the United States people, I mean American people, oops, would dare fuck with the government. If that doesn't scare you, you're a fucking idiot! Sorry about that. Anyway, yeah, well, you are. But anyway, let's just, that doesn't sound like a sane human being to me. I'm sorry. I mean, what sane human being who is, you know, has some possibility of becoming the president of the United States, the most powerful man on the planet, pretty much, what would prompt him to say, we're gonna make the United States military so badass that the rest of the world will be like totally frickin' shaking in their boots in fear of the monster U.S. military. Sound familiar? Ever heard anybody else say anything like that? I have. He was talking in German, the one I'm talking about, the person I'm referring to was speaking in German. His title, Führer, you know, Herr Hitler. Americans have got to be the stupidest, dumbest, most ignorant human beings on the planet. Except maybe for the Germans in the 1930s. Well. Okay, Donald Trump. He said it. That's insane. You know, we've got a very horrific military as it is, and I think that the United States government should rein in its little freaking mad dog army and kind of, you know, maybe just calm down a little bit with that hysterical bullshit. Donald Trump. I mean, nobody in their right mind, no sane person would want to make the United States military, you know, like the most evil military organization on the planet. Maybe if you were like, you know, Genghis Khan back in those old days, hundreds of years ago, you know, maybe. Or if you were like Alexander the Great or Napoleon or, you know, way back there, you know, those monsters. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And still, it just befuddles my mind. It boggles my mind when people like Joe, I won't say his last name. You listening, Joe? All right, you know who you are. I mean, come on. How can you be comfortable with that? How can you just ignore that? I don't get it. I mean, what kind of idiot wants a man in the White House that has said publicly that he wants to make the biggest, baddest killing machine on the planet. Why would any... what? Shit. Why would anybody want that? To defend Americans from, you know what, a couple of Arabs somewhere? Who, by the way, just has every justifiable reason in the world to hate the United States government, because the United States government is evil. And I use the word evil in a sectarian sense of the word, because, you know, I could use another word. The United States government is pure fucking insane. Voting for these people. I can't believe it. You know, you got Donald Trump, you got Hillary over there. Hillary, you know, the insane monster cunt biscuit traitor, murdering bastard, bitch. Bastard? Well, her husband's in there somewhere. Piece of shit. Can't believe you people. You scare me. Alright, Donald Trump. That's one thing that really bothers me about this guy. He should be talking about bringing the troops home, you know, closing down all those military bases around the world, especially the ones on the border of Russia. Like, oh, those are legal as hell, right? No, they're not. And I wouldn't blame Russia if Russia was just, you know, like Putin would say, you know, hey, guess what? Guess what? You got your freaking nuclear missiles. I said that twice, freaking. You got your nuclear missiles, like, sitting on my border aimed at, you know, freaking me and Russia and my fellow Russians. I don't think so. How about this? Hey, United States government, yeah, get rid of the fucking missiles off our borders or we're going to remove them for you. Remember Bay of Bay? Wait a minute. Remember the Cuban Missile Crisis? I think it's just absurd. And Americans are just absolute fucking idiots. Well, most of them. And it just boggles my mind. It really does boggle my mind. You know, oh, let's vote for Hillary. Unknown fucking criminal. No, insane. All right, back to Trump. I already did Hillary the other day. Oh, by the way, if you're voting for Hillary, you're a fucking traitor. Among other things. Other disgusting things, like idiot, moron, imbecile, insane, stupid, ridiculous, retarded. Seriously. Marry Donald Trump. What'd he do? All right, what else did he say? Gonna build a wall between the United States, America, and, well, you know, the country America, and, Mexico. People say, oh yeah, let's do that. You know what? I think that illegal aliens are a problem and a pain, and the United States government isn't helping any by doing what it's doing. Freaking guy comes in here, he's like illegal, which means he's a criminal, and he comes in here and, you know, and the United States government, in its great benevolence with the American people's money, says, hey, we'll give you food stamps, you know, and shit like that. Alright, number one, it's criminal, you know, like Hillary's a criminal, and we're gonna, like, maybe, scary to think, but, you know, American people might be stupid enough to, well, a lot of them, maybe 30 or 40 million of them might actually vote for this bitch. Oh, God. Oh, kill me now. Anyway, Donald Trump, I'm sorry. It's just, like I said, my brain just kind of explodes just thinking about Hillary and what you people have let her get away with. It's unbelievable. Unfucking believable. All right, I'll try to focus. I'll try really hard to focus. Donald Trump. What else did he say that's like really stupid? Oh yeah, I was talking about the wall. The wall. You have any idea? You. I'm talking to you. You're listening to this monologue. Yes, it is a monologue. That means I talk, you listen. You can't. You can talk back to the radio, whatever, if you want. But, you know, I can't hear you, and I don't want to, because I don't give a fuck what you think. I mean, think. Sink? Lips. Talk. Words. Say words. All right. How much you think this wall's going to cost, and who's going to pay for it? Oh, and guess what? Mexico's not going to pay for it. It's not going to happen. That's just stupid. Let's build a wall. Well, the stupid idea there is, one, it's not going to happen, and two, it'd just be absurd to even think so. I mean, how many other walls have been built? You know, the Great Wall of China, like, that worked. No, it didn't. People are delusional. What other walls? You know, let's make a fort. You know, like, hey, there were walls around the Alamo, as I recall. They all died. Almost maybe one or two didn't. But you know what I'm saying? There was a wall. It was the Alamo. Like a fort. And idiots were down there fighting and dying. And, you know, you lost. No, we won. No, you didn't. You're an idiot. You know, whatever. Texas. It's part of Mexico, I think. Right? So, I won't even get into that right now. I'm sorry I even brought that up. All right. Confusing the issue. The point is, they had a wall. They died. So much for walls. No, let me think. Another wall. Let's build a wall on the coast, you know, so the tidal wave won't come in and destroy, you know, the storm, the hurricane, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Katrina, remember that? They had kind of a little wall there. Yeah, that worked. It worked. No, it didn't. Sucks to be those people. All right, what else? Okay, Donald Trump. Walls. All right, I'm just going to leave it at that. Walls. Do you have any idea how much it's going to cost and how much it would cost to maintain it? And you know what? If they build tunnels under fences. They even build tunnels under walls. I mean, think of those Palestinians digging tunnels under the freaking fences in Israel and on the border there and shit. We can build tunnels, people. They do it all. I mean, you hear it in the news. You know, Mexican drug peoples, you know, they dug tunnels and people trying to get into America illegally, you know, dig a tunnel under the fence, under the border, whatever, come up in like Texas and New Mexico and shit. Whatever. Okay. It's just stupid. And, you know, just saying it is just stupid. Maybe it's a good idea, but you know how much it would cost? Billions. And how much would it cost to, you know, maintain this wall and guard this wall? I mean, you can't just build a wall and just walk away. I mean, you know, we're going to build a tunnel under the wall, big deal. Or, you know, here's one that gets me. And this is how, you know, logic, reason, the ability to reason, to think like a rational human being. This is where you have to be rational and think rationally and logically and, you know, freaking make sense and like add two and two and come up with four. I mean, if you don't, I mean, come on. Two and two is four. Get it? I mean, it's not five. It's not R. It's not, you know, your mother's pussy. It's four. It's like the sky is up. Duh. So, Let's consider this wall across Mexico. Okay, and then let me think. I got an airplane. Yeah, I'll just fly right over that wall. Where do you think they're gonna get an airplane? Oh, they don't have airplanes in freaking Mexico. Give me a break. Okay, let's say I'm gonna take a boat. You know, my boat. I got my boat here. You know, my little speed boat or whatever kind of boat or canoe or kayak or whatever. Gonna get on my boat or my yacht, depending on how much money I got, and I'm gonna sail my little boat way around the coastline there, way around, and come in to, say, California, on the coast there, and beep, right in there, and get off my boat, land on the beach, get off my boat, walk up on the shore, say, ta-da, I'm a Mexican, and I'm here illegally, and I just got here by way of a boat. Oops. Gonna build a wall around the whole country. Gonna build a wall up the west coast and the east coast and across between Canada. Why don't we just wall in the whole freaking country? You know, put a 20-foot high wall of absolute 10-foot thick concrete shit. It's insanity. Alright? Just stupid. Just absolutely stupid. And, you know, note, hey, Joe, pay attention. It's stupid, Joe. It's just stupid. I mean, ridiculous. Absurd. All right. Enough with the wall. I'll be back in a minute. All right, I'm back. All right, what else we got here? Donald Trump. Okay, don't get me wrong. Okay, don't get me wrong. I think probably is a very slight possibility that, you know, Donald Trump would be better president than Hillary. That Donald Trump would probably do a lot more good than Hillary, because Hillary will never do anything. I mean, anything she does is bad. Trust me. She just, oh, frickin', I can't help it. All right, Donald Trump. I'm sorry, but let's just be logical here. You know, like reasonable, sane, logical, intelligent human beings. You know what I'm saying? Just try to think. I know it's hard. I know people, it's just, they're just not capable sometimes. They're just, some people like totally like, oh yeah, I'm like an idiot. You know, and then they just blabble on and shit out of their mouth. It's like puke. And it's puke, 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 puke. Coming out of their mouth. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, I'm thinking I'm just gonna put this on hold for a second while I try to think of something else insane about these people. All right, let me think. I got it. Okay. Okay. Let's say Donald Trump has intentions of fixing things. Okay. I read somewhere the other day, I don't know, about Donald Trump being a Christian. Okay, sorry, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna be like a slap in the face, which you probably should actually feel it, because that's what it is. Christians are not bright people. They're just not. I mean, you can't have an intellect in your brain that's like anywhere near like 100 or 110 or whatever. You just can't be intelligent and believe in that mythological nonsense. I could write a book or two on just why it's bullshit. It's just absolute, total, insane, delusional, retarded fucking bullshit. You can twist it any way you want. You can color it around any way you want. But the fact is, the facts is a fact. Fact, fact, fact. Fact. Stupid. So, okay, Donald Trump is a Christian, claims to be a Christian. You know, God help us. We don't need any more Christians, you know, running a government. It's just crazy. I mean, those people are nuts. Okay, so he's like, what? Pro-life? Yeah, okay, yeah, I get. Okay, I'm going to venture a prediction. You know, Donald Trump is elected, he's in office, he's the president, and bingo, 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 guess what? He goes around murdering people. Well, you know, telling people to go around murdering people, like, hey, army, go over there, military, go over there, you know, drop some bombs on those people and murder them. Women, children, you know, innocent people. Oh, yeah. Well, if he doesn't bring the troops home and he keeps doing that and continues with the drone attacks on innocent people, like the hospital and the innocent people that were murdered the other day. I had 85 innocent men, women, and children was freaking murdered by an American drone attack. Not American. U.S. government. America's country. U.S. government is the government. Two different things. One is humanity, the other is a corporation, an insane corporation. All right? If you don't want the Muslims to hate you, if you don't want the Muslims to come over here and kill you, then don't go to their country and murder them. Don't commit genocide against them. How stupid can you be? They're terrorists. They want to kill us. I don't blame them for wanting to kill us. We have a government that we allow to commit atrocities, horrific atrocities against humanity. The U.S. government has murdered tens of thousands of people. Probably just in the last year. I say probably. I don't have to give you statistics like, oh, here's the evidence. Here's the exact number provided to me by, you know, some source of reliability. And, oh, yeah, 9,487 people were murdered last year, you know, by the United States military. I said probably, so, you know, burden of proof is on you. Look it up. It's on the internet. Not everything on the internet's true, but still. Look it up. Don't be such a lazy fuck. Do your own research. Alright. If you don't want Muslims to hate you, if you don't want Muslims to come over here or try to kill you or whatever, don't kill them. You don't have to be a fucking genius to figure this out. The United States military went over there, meddled in their business, meddled in their country, got involved, tried to, you know, assassinated their leaders, and create, you know, had you know, did terrorist acts against other people in other countries like Syria, like right now Syria, Pakistan, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan. And guess what? Yeah. You murdered a lot of people there, Mr. President. Hillary was a part of that crime against humanity, by the way. It'd be like electing, you know, Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. Yeah, she's that evil. By the way, Hitler was a Christian. You can deny it, but, you know, we have to go by his words and his writings and his deeds, his actions. And you know what? He said many times, Christianity. And he talked about God. He wasn't an atheist. I know, maybe he was just saying that, you know, just to be like, capture the attention of Christians everywhere. Well, that'd make him a pretty lousy person there, too. You know, committing fraud by, oh, I'm a Christian, but no, I'm not really. That's fraud. And that's disgusting. So, Christians, not smart. They believe in stupid shit. They believe in things that are like fucking impossible. Scotty would say, you can't change the laws of physics. Drop a bomb on someone's head, blew him into smithereens. I'm sorry, you killed that person. You're guilty. You go to a foreign country, you meddle in their business, you destroy their country like they did to Libya. The United States government, the United States military destroyed the freaking country of Libya. A nice place at one time. Maybe they had a crazy leader, but hey. Hey, let you without crazy cast the first stone, yes? All right, so that's just a crime. I mean, horrible, horrific, terroristic crime. And the people that are responsible for that should be dead. Sorry, I'm just being honest here. You go to a foreign country, send your military over there, these stupid dupes that have been like, oh, let's go defend freedom in a foreign country. Like, that's just unbelievably stupid. I like that word, stupid. It's like, here, I got a little thing, I got a little card, you know, a little, like a little sign, and they had stupid in it, and I just hand them out. You know, like a comedian. You know, here's your sign. Stick that on your freaking forehead. Stupid. I'm stupid. Put it on there. Just stick it to your freaking forehead. Walk around like, you know, like you were. Yeah. So we'll all know. We won't even have to talk to you or listen to you. Just like, oh, they're stupid. Stay away from him. He's like, stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Pay attention. All right. I'll be back. Now, politicians, and make no mistake about it, Donald Trump is now a politician. Anybody running for public office is a politician. That's the definition of the word. Words mean what they mean. So let's compare the words, the ideas of Donald Trump and some other people. Let's just consider Obama. Obama has committed treason against the Constitution, against Americans. The word treason has more than one application. It means betrayal. You betray somebody, you've committed treason against them. Now, often the people, they want to use the word treason, they apply it in a political sense. But if you betray someone, and it's just, you know, your next door neighbor or friend or wife or husband or whatever, they betray you, they've committed treason against you. When I use the word treason here, I am not using the word in is defined by the Constitution. The Constitution defines treason against the government. I use the word treason validly, legitimately, to mean someone has betrayed a principle, a law, the people, the Constitution. For example, Obama committed treason because he betrayed the American people on many occasions. But let's consider Donald Trump's position on, let's see, what would we call it? All right, I misspoke. Obama, when he was running for office, when he was running to be president, he was a politician. And he said, he promised that he would close Guantanamo. And you know, here it comes up to the end of his second term, almost 8 years now. Gitmo is still then, still there, still operational. Crimes against humanity are still being committed there by the United States government. Obama lied. He said, elect me and I'll close Gitmo. It's not closed, is it? So he lied. He failed to do what he said. I expected him to do that within the next, like within, you know, hell, within at least a month or two about after becoming president. And of course he changed his word. Oh, by the end of my first term, or by the end of my second term, or whatever. You know, it's bullshit. Still there, still doing terrible things, still torturing people, still committing treason, still committing crimes against humanity. But he lied. He didn't close it. He didn't do it. And that's one reason he was elected. That's one reason why people vote for him at the time. He was going to do this. He was going to do that. Didn't happen. None of it. Liar. So let's talk about Donald Trump and his, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He's going to bring jobs back to America. All right? If you want my vote, you're going to have to tell me how you plan to do that.
because I'm not going to trust you. I'm not going to just take your word for it. You're going to have to give me some evidence, some plan, some details about how you're going to do that. If you have a plan, then tell me what it is. And if I like your plan, I might actually support you in that plan. If you're going to bring back jobs to America, tell me how you're going to do that. What, is it a secret? That's just crazy. And somebody, you know, that guy I was talking about a while ago, who will, he knows who he is. You know, I say to him, you know, like, okay, just if Donald Trump is going to do something, then tell me how he's going to do it. And apparently Joe doesn't know how, because, I mean, I would have thought if Joe knew how Donald Trump was going to bring jobs back to America or whatever, he would have told me. He would have been proud to tell me. He would have said, yeah, I know how he's going to do it. Here's how he's going to do it. And it's a good idea, and it's going to work. See? Because if you do this, and you do this, and you do this, that'll all happen. So, tell me how. If you want my vote, you're going to have to convince me that you know how you're going to do what you say you're going to do. I'd like to see him do it. But I want to know how before I vote for him. I don't want him to, like, I know, I'm going to close Gitmo, and then I vote for the guy like an idiot once, not twice. And, you know, I'm waiting. Didn't happen. Tell me how you're going to close Gitmo. I mean, what's the process? What are you going to do? You're going to just issue an order, executive order, and say, effective at noon today, Gitmo is closed and everybody in there is going to be released and taken home, and just, we're going to just forget about that. Not going to happen. Or we're going to close it because we're going to move all the people that are held captive in Gitmo to, you know, prisons in the United States and America, and then we're going to, like, you know, give them a trial and shit. Tell me how. I want to know how. I mean, if somebody told me they were going to make me rich, I want to know how they plan to do that before I, you know, give them my $100 retainer fee. I'm not going to trust you if you can't give me some clue about how it's going to happen. If someone says, you know, I'm going to make you really sexually satisfied. All right, how are you going to satisfy my libido? How are you going to make me feel good? How are you going to make me have orgasms? I know. I brought sex into it. Oops. All right. So, you know, hey, you're going to make me happy. You're going to make me have orgasms. You're going to make me come, like, better than I've ever come before. I'm like, okay, you better give me a clue on how you're going to do that. Because, you know, I'm not just going to, you know, jank down my pants and let you do whatever. Because maybe your idea of getting me off is, like, you know, setting fire to my dick. Tell me how you're going to get me off. Same thing with politicians. You're going to do something, tell me how you're going to do it. Because, you know, maybe your way of doing it is illegal or unconstitutional. And so, you need to know that information. Americans have to have information. They have to be well informed so they can make informed decisions. Speaking of informed decisions, I've got an informed decision for you. Hillary Clinton, I have the information. She's a crook. She's insane. She's crazy. She's evil. She's committed crimes. I mean, the evidence. I got the details. She's wicked. So I can make an informed decision by saying, let me think. Evidence, 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 evidence. Guilty. Guilty, 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 guilty. That's my decision. I'm not voting for her, and I think anybody who does vote for her is stupid and not my friend. I don't want anything to do with you if you're that idiotic that you're going to vote for that freaking criminal and psychopath. So, let's go back to Trump. All right, if you're going to do something, tell me how. I mean, lay it out. Show, you know, put your cards on the table so I can decide whether I like your plan. He's gotta make sure that all women get equal pay. I want to know how you're gonna do that, because I don't see how you could possibly do that legally. I don't even think it's physically possible, because you'd have to have like a government agent in every business in this country, you know, watching everybody and checking the payrolls and stuff. Hey, wait a minute, I'm a government agent. I'm here to make sure that that woman over there gets equal pay to that guy over there. And you're not paying her equal, so I gotta tell President Trump that you're not doing what he told you to do. Oh, you mean like a dictator? You know, like the agents are like in every business in the country. Like, where do I? What do you? What the, if I have a business and I have this agent in my building, in my office, in my business? He's telling me you gotta pay that woman the same as you pay that man, even though it's not necessarily equal work. She's my secretary. He builds buildings for me, for the crew. All right, how are you gonna do that? I don't see how you can do that. Not without making the police state even bigger than it already is. All right, Donald Trump, just tell me. You don't know, say you don't know. I'll see if I can find someone that does know. How about this? I asked Donald Trump, hey Donald, how are you going to do it? Tell me the plan. Oh, I'm gonna turn this country into a police state. That's how I'm gonna do it. Well then, oh, excuse me, I'm not voting for you then, because you're a freaking lunatic. A Nazi, fascist, pig, scum, whatever. All right, so that's that. Tell me, if you got a plan, tell me the plan, tell me the details, tell me how you're gonna do it. Then I'll consider whether I like your plan. You know, it's like Bernie Sanders, oh, that crackerjack. I'm sure he's a good guy, he means well, but you know, I'm sorry, but good intentions are not a way to run a free country. You just don't do free country. Good intentions. Oh, I'm compassionate. I'm going to see that every American gets, you know, like lots of food. We're going to give them free gasoline or whatever. How are you going to do that, Bernie? Well, he's not going to do it because he was ripped off. Democrats screwed him big time. Oh, yeah. I feel bad for him. I think if I were Bernie, I'd be suing the Democrat National Committee Convention, whatever, for committing all kind of crimes and robbing him of his opportunity to perhaps become the candidate nominee. In fact, I'm wondering why he hasn't done that yet. You'd think, seeing as how the convention was a total fraud, seeing as how it was rigged to make sure that Hillary got the nomination, and they committed crimes, and you know, people resigned and shit, but that's no good. You know, why aren't those people freaking in jail? They committed fraud. Not to mention some other crime of, you know, making sure your candidate gets nominated. I mean, that's just a crime. Straight out and out crime. The FBI probably say, "Yeah, well, we're not going to recommend that she be prosecuted." Boggles the mind. All right, little something for you to think about, people. And you know, just give it some thought. I mean, at least try to use your brain here. Think. Think. The most important thing a human being can do is think. And, you know, it kind of helps. It really does help if you think intelligently, like rationally and logically. I know a lot of people have a problem with that, but you ought to at least try to be logical, try to make sense. Try to be consistent with intellectual thinking. All right? I appreciate it. I'll catch you next time.